7:40 first pitch tonight in Minnesota, trade deadline week. Red Sox back here on Friday, and hopefully the Aramark situation will be resolved by then, Curtis.
Yeah, Senator from Connecticut calling out the Red Sox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very exciting news. Said that he's a diehard Sox fan, Senator Murphy. But the fact that your owner, John Henry, doubled his net worth in just 5 years to almost $6 billion, and you pay many of your workers $10 an hour or less than comparable earners in the area, it stinks.
Well, I know I heard you guys talking a little bit on Saturday about this, and it was seems like it was a disaster for those who were at Fenway Park, for the few Red Sox fans who were there for the Dodgers series. When it came to trying to get beers and trying to get food, so
it seemed like it depended on who you asked. Curtis said, Ken said, fine, and then Jakesy said,
was listening to Ken, and Jakesy actually called Curtis about this because Jakesy was there, was telling me it was a nightmare, and then I was listening to Ken on the show. He's like, man, it took me an extra 20 minutes. I missed a Shohei Ohtani at bat, but that was it.
Right?
They got to resolve it.
But it's not the Red Sox issue, right? Because that's what Sam Kennedy was saying. Wasn't he saying it was
It's Aramark.
Aramark.
Yeah.
So can't they just have some scabs? I mean, I feel like they're everywhere.
Well, they do. They do have them. They brought people in to do it, and those people are unfortunately having confrontations with the people who are on the picket line. That happened Saturday night outside there. So
my question is, if the Red Sox do indeed have nothing to do with it, and I will take Sam at his word, why does the Globe only have two stories, both very small, lacking opinion on the topic? This is something ordinarily the Boston Globe would be championing the striking union.
Yeah.
So why haven't they engaged on it whatsoever? And I hate when powerful people act powerless. This is what Robert Kraft tried to do with Bill Belichick year after year. And that's what the Red Sox are doing. The people that work inside Fenway Park, I said this Saturday, Greg, almost all of the people that were there in 2000 when I was working there are still there today. The nicest, hardest working, dedicated employees that have who builds this city with Ketch's Law?
Yeah.
The people inside, the men and women that work for Aramark are those that built this city, that make Fenway Park what it is, and to not be paying what they get at freaking Harry Aganis Arena at Fenway Park is obscene. Like, have you seen what they charge? $40 for a lobster roll.
Yeah.
And you're paying the guy $10 an hour?
The Red Sox could and should be, I hope, applying pressure
on Aramark
to their vendor and saying, you're now creating an issue for us when it comes to our patrons and our fans, and you need to solve it. You
know? Right. That's what I would
think. But then the answer will be, okay, fine, we're going to charge more when it comes to what we're already charging ridiculously high prices for. It's probably going to be the answer from Aramark,
but
I guess.
In the Red Sox and Aramark, this ownership group was not, they did not choose Aramark. When John Harrington sold the Red Sox to John Henry, right before the deal, he extended the Aramark concessions deal 30 years. So this isn't even the group that that I would believe that Sam and John would even want in the first place. So why not side with the employees? And if Aramark's really pissed, bring in your own concession company. Like, they could legitimately impact this, and they are choosing not to by hiding behind the fact that it's not their employee. When Aramark works inside Fenway Park and shares revenue directly with John Henry and the Red Sox ownership.
Jackson, start selling glizzies outside the stadium for like $2. Make you a killing.
Well, Curtis was rightly calling for a food boycott on the show on Saturday.
I said, go to get, there's a Loco, there's, you know, a milk cask and flag in great spot. Grab yourself a hot dog. The peanuts outside of Fenway are even better than in the park.
I ain't going to no game and ain't got no glizzies, ain't got no drinks.
Have to wait 20 extra minutes to get a bottle of water.
No. I just wouldn't do it.
I mean, you missed that Shohei Ohtani at bat.
I saw it on television.
That's the whole reason Ken went there.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to see in person, but if I'm doing it, can I at least get a glizzy with that?
I'm sure Mike, Rich, and Jones enjoyed the long lines because they didn't have Ken bothering them for an entire inning.
So they even do these
sweets?
Somebody,
while Ken was waiting in line for the wine cooler, did somebody else score the at-bat in his book for him while he was gone, Curtis?
The 10-year-old seated next to them while Ken was getting a Zinfandel on the rocks.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume they would try to settle it before the team gets back here.
Right. And do they do the suites, too? So, like, even if you went to the game
do,
on...
Yeah, they do everything.
Man, that must have sucked.
Yeah, I think they do.
That must have really...
All right, Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, then call Coleman.
It's electric!
Years ago, I went to a Massachusetts beach, and I had a woman sitting in front of me. Her two kids are playing in the sand in front of her, and I thought that she started to have a seizure, and I said to my husband, oh my God, we need to get her help. I waited for a minute, only to realize she was masturbating on the beach in front of me. There's your beach story.
Wow.
What?
That's next level
with
right there.
With her kids, too?
That is next level. Top that one.
Was she a Philadelphia Phillies fan? Do you happen to see that viral video over the weekend?
I mean, baseball turns me on, Greg.
At Yankee Stadium?
Well, you know. That was disturbing
in its
publicness.
Yes.
It's the ladies. They're horned up.
I don't get it.
They're horned up.
Like, I mean, give it a rest.
What is going on? There's kids around.
I mean, have you saw Aaron Judge?
I mean,
I got some guns on him.
I know. I just don't. I mean, she made it obvious. Also, I mean,
some people don't care, Greg.
I guess
it's a public place. I can do what I want.
I guess so. Yeah. Okay.
Happy Gilmore 2 was good. Sat in front of my 11-year-old kid. He laughed his ass off. The movie was funny. Yeah, the golf part was dumb, but there was dumb stuff in the first movie, too, with the mini golf and the clown and the stupid driving range. There's all sorts of dumb stuff in that first movie, and we loved it. Curtis could find a way to hate Christmas, so I'm not going to take his opinion. The movie was decent. Everyone enjoyed it. Just say it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I
would like to keep the Christ in Christmas.
It's not like I turned it off.
It wasn't a good movie. It's okay. Like, if you wanted to say that you enjoyed it and your younger son enjoyed it, that's great. I said it was the start of the movie was very difficult for me to get past, given the 30 years you had to come up with something clever.
I laughed at it because I thought it was so stupid.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Some of the cameos were good. Eminem was pretty
great.
Good.
Yeah, Eminem was great.
I didn't like the evil guy who started the alternate golf league. I didn't like that.
He was a loser.
I didn't think that character was as developed as it could have been. I mean, I don't know. It just didn't. It wasn't great. It's
an Adam Sandler movie. Like, it's what you expect.
Happy Gilmore was a great movie.
But that was so... Greg, when you look at Adam Sandler's movies, let's think about the movies that we like from Adam Sandler.
Mr. Deeds.
They're all from 20 years ago, right? And so now the movies that he's making, he can't flip the genre because that's not what he is. Like, other than Uncut Gems, we don't really see Adam Sandler as a serious actor.
Then don't do it.
But he this
like,
is,
don't... All
but
you,
these are
all,
the movies he has to... He's in, he has a deal with Netflix, so he has to make movies. So when you look at Mr. Deeds, you look at Billy Madison, you look at Happy Gilmore,
Big Daddy,
Waterboy,
Spanglish.
Early on, that's what's, but now, so he has to continue that. So he does, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Hubie Halloween.
He does the one with where he's playing the twin, you know,
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, Jack and Jill. Like, this is does the one with Jennifer Aniston.
Greg, what's your favorite Grown Ups?
The first one was okay. I just don't like, why do you need to make 5 Grown Ups movies? Like, it's
because they make money, Greg.
Yeah, that's what people want. They make money.
That's why they make a million Smurfs movies. Those movies stink too, but they make a million because they make money.
But basically, what they did with Happy Gilmore was, okay, let's get a bunch of cameos.
Yep.
And that's going to make the movie interesting. That doesn't do it for me, like, especially when it's a sequel. For a legendary film.
Adam Sandler movies.
And I also think that the cameos were actually pretty good. Like, I thought Bad Bunny was tremendous. We were talking about it yesterday. Rory McIlroy played like a kind of a...
The only time I've ever liked Rory McIlroy.
A pee. if you will. Yeah. Like, I thought Scotty Scheffler was funny. I thought Jordan Spieth was funny.
Okay, like, you thought the whole Freddie Couples thing was good.
Yeah, Lee Trevino was great.
I thought, and I know this is going to be a shock to everybody, Travis Kelce, tremendous.
The bad buddy Travis Kelce stuff was great.
It was hilarious.
Wedding Singer, great Sandler flick.
Yes.
Yeah. That come out in like 1989?
1998, yes. I think it was. Like, you know, but and so he has to continue to do those movies, and everybody compares them to the movies that he did early on, and it's just, it's hard to be able to continue that.
Courtney, darling, it's your father here. I just want to say thank you so much for the recommendation on Swingers Jewelers. Me and your mother are going to head right there right after I finish this quiche. Goodbye, honey.
It's Springers. And they present the show every single day on Twitch, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Yep. So
you said that today.
Springers.
Springers. Yesterday.
Courtney, you did an excellent job yesterday sitting in the one chair. You absolutely crushed it. Excellent job indeed, Courtney.
Mm. Thank you.
All right. Good feedback. Nice.
She always does a good job. Nice. Yeah. She's a different person.
Totally.
No, yeah. Like the flubs, you know.
I didn't really flub today.
Yeah, no, you've been good today.
We've got 20 minutes. Yeah. But.
And I told her, you're able to do that where you did trending, the news, and led the show in and out of commercial breaks and had an opinion in easy breezy, but when she gets there, she's like, it's something about you.
Yeah, it's, she said I make her nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to impress you.
Yes.
Greg Hill, old head. What's all this business about scraping data? In my day, we didn't have data. We just stood around and looked at each other, and we were thankful, and then we danced the hully gully.
Yeah. I mean, it could be an old head take that I think it's wrong for the airlines to go in and read all your emails and figure out why you're flying somewhere and figure out how much you can afford to pay to fly there. Yeah, I do. And if that's if you're fine with just being charged because you have more money, more, then that's fine. You can accept it. I just don't think it's right.
I'm not worried about it then, because if that's how they scrape your data, I don't send emails anyway. So
yeah.
I guess I got nothing to worry about.
You don't read them either.
Right. Who?
I mean, read them.
Who's still sending emails? Like, unless you work
Ken around. Is. I mean, Ken sends a lot of
emails.
Yeah,
but unless you work
a real
job.
Did you get the email about the meeting today?
That was a text message. So I get that.
Okay.
Shime, help me out here with a Trump drop. Since nobody rags on Greg, I will. I just got breaking news that it has been reported that he wakes up in the middle of the night and goes to the fridge
28 times.
See, there you go. Now, I will say one thing that when it comes to the difference in generations, one thing that I saw over the weekend while I was gone is the new, and you guys are Gen Z adjacent, so it'll have to be real world, real life Tom who confirms it for me, but there's a new, very popular Gen Z trend, which involves not saying hello when answering the phone. Have you encountered that?
No. So they just answer?
What? Yeah.
What do you say then? You just
they
pick
don't
up
say
the
anything.
Phone?
They wait for you to speak.
Oh wow.
What?
And this is at work and on personal calls. They just don't.
How do you know that the other person's picked up the phone?
We can hear it. You can hear it get picked up, and then they just don't say hello.
I'm just supposed to listen for your loud breathing?
That's a new trend.
It's not even a, like, what's up, what's going on?
Nothing. Okay. No, they don't say anything.
It's a Seinfeld episode when Kramer didn't get the hello in the bank. He got a hey.
Until you speak. Yeah.
Greg, when I see you Friday morning at the Kitsy Seagull, I'm going to give you the biggest kiss on your forehead.
There you go.
Should be good.
Yeah.
We're going down there Thursday night. We got an NFL game to watch, so we got the Hall of Fame game on Thursday night. We can watch that down there somewhere. And then Friday morning, a Flex Friday at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. So cannot wait to see you there.
Due to the nearly unanimous public outcry for the release of the Epstein files, I was finally granted an exclusive interview with the Trump administration. Here's what they had to say.
Hello and say, you'll never get this, you'll never get this, la 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 la, and then we'll laugh, high five.
That was good.
I went to Swingers Jewelers yesterday on Courtney's recommendation, and it was interesting to meet John Cox at the door dressed in his Winnie the Pooh.
Oh,
God. Terrible. Happy I corrected birthday. Myself right away.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting Freudian slip there.
So weird.
That you said Swingers instead of Springers.
I was thinking about that place that we went for the Springfield show, Swingers.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Curtis, I love you, but there's just times that, I don't know, I feel like you're just losing your mind. Like earlier when everyone was talking about the Happy Gilmore movie and Chime's like, well, Adam Sandler hasn't made a good movie in 20 years. And then you guys brought up a movie and you're like, oh, that was 15 years ago. You just said he hasn't made a good movie in 2 decades. And Chime's like, yeah, I never said it was 15 years. And it ended up being 21 years ago. But you acted like Chime said 15 years. And you're like, oh, no, you just said 2 decades. And 15 years isn't 2 decades. And Chime's like, I never said it was 15 years. And also, jalapeno poppers are amazing.
I think it was like 15 to 20 years ago. But the number one movie on Netflix? Happy Gilmore. Yeah. Number one movie on Netflix.
Well, that's because there's nothing else on.
So is Outer Banks.
Number one movie on Netflix by country?
Outer Banks is
Happy
great.
Gilmore, too.
Happy Gilmore.
Yep. Argentina, Australia.
Did you end up finishing The Hunting Wives?
Oh, did I ever?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
It was okay.
Is that the little freak show you watched?
It was freaky, yeah.
Yeah, it's freaky.
But it was good. I also, Auntie Kathy gave me a recommendation to watch Disclaimer. It's old, I guess. 2022 maybe came out. It's on Apple TV Plus. Pretty good. Sacha Baron Cohen. Cohen's in
we
it.
We talked about that on the show at the time that it was out.
Yeah. Is there another season, though?
I believe only one season.
Oh, okay. And then it got canceled?
I do not know. I'm 3 episodes in.
Can I ask a very quick question to everybody in the room?
Yes.
Have you ever sat down at a restaurant and had someone immediately order a jalapeno popper?
28 times.
They're good at the Hoots. Hoots got some good jalapeno poppers.
I love jalapeno poppers.
If you're sitting down and somebody orders a jalapeno popper instead of nachos or mozzarella sticks, you leave.
It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't like the spicy stuff.
They're delicious.
Stuff, so.
Okay. I love jalapeno poppers just in general.
Point is made.
They make a jalapeno popper. Well, I can't really remember where it is, Shime. You might be with a little bit of honey.
Oh,
cream cheese or something in it.
I had looked.
Don't know where it is.
I had looked this up when the man called to try to find out what restaurant. And the main ones around us is. I got to bring it up again, but there was like, oh man, now I've lost it.
TGI Fridays.
Was it called Swingers?
No. How did that go away?
Applebee's.
I like when people mix Chili's. It up, though, sometimes, Wiggy. Sometimes they'll put cheddar cheese in there instead of cream cheese, which is nice. Twist.
I like the, but I do like the cream cheese. They did like a honey cream cheese one time. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
When you guys are in Fall River on Friday, and at the show's conclusion, you don't go up the street to Marzilli's Bakery and get an Italian grinder with the works and mixed peppers, you officially stink more than Shime.
All right. Marzilli's. Give it a try.
Italian grinder.
I feel like we talked about that last year.
Did we?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Shime. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.